Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 2nd of May 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. Chennai Super Kings put in an all-round performance once again to utterly outplay Delhi Capitals and notch up win number 9 for the season on Wednesday. Suresh Raina scored a belligerent 59 runs off 37 balls to lay the foundation for a revival after a slow start. Trent Bolt and left-arm spinner Jagdish Suchit bowled very precise lines to contain CSK's batsmen and gave away almost nothing in the initial overs. When opener Shane Watson fell to Suchit's bowling in the fourth over, Chennai Super Kings' score was 4-1. Watson had faced 9 balls and scored no runs. Raina walked in and set about changing the scenario, scoring boundaries and moving the ball around. The first 6 of the innings was hit in the 13th over, when Faf du Plessis dispatched a full delivery from Sherfane Rutherford over extra cover. Du Plessis fell in the 14th over with a score on 87, making a slow 39 from 41 balls, and Raina fell in the 15th over after making a match-saving 59 from 37 balls. Dhoni was in vintage form last evening, smashing 44 runs off 22 balls, including 3 big sixes and 4 boundaries. Ravindra Jadeja added some much-needed runs towards the end, scoring 25 runs from 10 balls, including 2 sixes. Dhoni hit sixes off the last 2 balls to help CSK finish with 179 for 4. Suchit was the pick of Delhi's bowlers, taking 2 for 28. In reply, Delhi Capitals collapsed in a heap as Chennai dismissed them for 99. Prithvi Shaw's sketchy form continued as he was dismissed in the very first over. Delhi skipper Shreyas Iyer and Shikhar Dhawan then counterpunched, scoring aggressively to bring up Delhi's 50 within the power play. Dhawan fell in the 6th over with a score on 52, and it was a procession of wickets after that. Iyer scored a handy 44 from 31 balls, but the rest of Delhi Capitals' batting fell apart. Imran Tahir was the wrecker-in-chief, taking 4 for 12 from just 3.2 overs. Jadeja also bowled beautifully, taking 3 wickets and conceding just 9 runs in his 3 overs. Delhi Capitals were all out for 99 in 16.2 overs, their lowest total this season. In a landmark development for cricket, former Sri Lanka captain Kumar Sangakkara was named the president of the Marylebone Cricket Club, or the MCC, yesterday. He will become the first non-British person to occupy the post once his tenure begins on the 1st of October 2019. Sangakkara's nomination was announced by the current president, Anthony Rafford, at the MCC annual general meeting at Lord's on Wednesday. The Sri Lankan legend is an active member of MCC's World Cricket Committee since 2012 and also owns the honorary life member of the club. Speaking after the announcement, the articulate Sangakkara told ESPN Cricinfo, and I quote, "It is a huge honour to be named the next president of MCC, and it is a role that I'm thoroughly looking forward to. For me, MCC is the greatest cricket club in the world with its global reach and continued progress for cricket on and off the pitch. The year 2020 is going to be yet another significant one in cricket, especially at Lord's, and I am thrilled that I'm going to be able to play a part in supporting its future as president of MCC," unquote. Sangakkara's one-year tenure will encompass 2 England tests against West Indies and Pakistan and the launch of the 100 competition before coming to a close on the 30th of September 2020. India's tour of the West Indies could start in the first week of August. Cricket West Indies has agreed to the BCCI's request of rescheduling the tour of the Caribbean by a couple of weeks. As per the ICC's future tours program, India was scheduled to tour the West Indies after the World Cup for a full tour, comprising 2 tests, 3 ODIs and 3 T20Is. The Indian team was tentatively scheduled to land in the Caribbean immediately after the World Cup final on the 14th of July. However, it appears the BCCI might have wanted India's cricketers to enjoy a break before the tour, which CWI, that is Cricket West Indies, was happy to entertain. According to ESPN Cricinfo, the tour is likely to begin in the first week of August and run until the 4th of September. The final dates and venues will be finalised by Cricket West Indies at a board meeting on the 13th of May. CWI also wanted a clear window for the Caribbean Premier League, which has now also been rescheduled owing to the shift in the India Tour itinerary. Originally, the 7th edition of the CPL was to be held from the 21st of August to the 27th of September. Now, as per the revised dates, the tournament will be played between the 4th of September and the 12th of October. In a setback for South African athlete Caster Semenya on Wednesday, she lost her court challenge against IAAF rules that forced female athletes to regulate their testosterone levels. Semenya, a double Olympic champion, was fighting measures imposed by the International Association of Athletics Federations, that is IAAF, that compel, quote, hyperandrogenic athletes, meaning those with differences of sexual development or DSD, to lower their testosterone levels if they wish to compete as women. Yesterday, a three-judge panel at the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that even though the rules are, quote, discriminatory, such discrimination is a necessary, reasonable, and proportionate means of achieving the IAAF's aim of preserving the integrity of female athletics in the restricted events, unquote. This is, in some part at least, in line with IAAF's argument that the rules were essential to preserve a level playing field and ensure that all female athletes can see a path to success. The governing body had stressed that DSD athletes with male levels of testosterone benefit from increased bone and muscle size in a manner similar to males who have gone through puberty. The matter has garnered attention from outside of sport as well, including a rare intrusion into the world of sport from the United Nations Human Rights Council, which adopted a resolution in March branding the IAAF rules unnecessary, humiliating, and harmful. However, the panel of judges did express concern over the application of the discriminatory regulations. Although they rejected Semenya's appeal, the panel urged the IAAF to treat their DSD regulations as a living document, which could be continually revised as they are applied and new information about their impact becomes clear. Semenya tweeted after the ruling, and I quote, "Sometimes it's better to react with no reaction," unquote. She has 30 days to appeal in a challenge that will be heard by the Swiss Federal Tribunal. Football news now. FC Porto goalkeeper Iker Casillas was hospitalized yesterday after suffering a heart attack during a training session at the club's training ground. The club released a statement which said, and I quote, "Iker Casillas suffered a heart attack during a training session on Wednesday morning at the Porto training center in Olival. The session was brought to a prompt end to attend to the Porto goalkeeper, who is now at the CUF Porto hospital. Casillas is well, stable, and with the heart problem having been resolved," unquote. Porto, who are currently second in the Portuguese league behind rivals Benfica, are scheduled to play Aves on Saturday. Casillas captained Spain to the 2010 FIFA World Cup title, as well as two European titles. With Real Madrid, Casillas won 5 La Liga titles, 3 Champions League titles, and won the Copa del Rey twice. He moved from Madrid at the end of the 2014-2015 season to Porto with a 2-year deal. Porto won the league title in 2017-18 and reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League this season before losing to Liverpool. Indian shooting ace Apurvi Chandela attained the world number one position in the women's 10-meter air rifle event on Wednesday, while compatriot Anjum Modgil was ranked second after consistent performances in recent years. Chandela is among the 5 Indian shooters who have secured 2020 Olympics quotas for the country. She got a world record score of 252.9 to win gold at the International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup in February. She won a gold at the 2014 Glasgow Commonwealth Games and a bronze in the last edition in Australia. Chandela had won another bronze medal in the 10-meter mixed rifle event at the 2018 Asian Games. After achieving the top rank, the 26-year-old tweeted, and I quote, "World number one touched a milestone in my shooting career today," unquote. Anjum Modgil attained the world number two rank in 10-meter air rifle after her mixed team gold at the ISSF World Cup in Beijing. Another Indian shooter, Manu Bhakkar, is the world number 10 in 25-meter pistol women's category. In the men's rankings, Divyansh Singh Panwar's World Cup exploits in Beijing helped him reach number 4 in world rankings for 10-meter air rifle. Divyansh won 2 gold medals in Beijing in the 10-meter air rifle event and the 10-meter air rifle mixed team category. He too has secured his quota at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Abhishek Verma, who won a gold in Beijing, has reached world number 3 in 10-meter air pistol category. Teen sensation Saurabh Chaudhary is not too far away at world number 6.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.